So that's his catechization of Rambam and the Spanish Jewish community as being unduly influenced by the rationalism of Islam. Nira'im ha'ashkenazim kechozrim el mekorot chayei ha'umah sheniftachu bimei habayit ha'sheni. We see that the Ashkenazic Jewish community are returning to the sources of the inner life of our people, which were established at the time of the Second Temple. Kemuvan belishi yachlu leishtacher me'ol ha'masoret ha'halchatit. And nor naturally they couldn't completely relieve themselves of the burden of the halachic rules and regulations. So in other words, I think Baer and I agree that this tendency towards self-suicide and mutual suicide represents in this highly ideological community a variant of Judaism which was not the intent of Chazal or classic rabbinical Judaism. He regards this with a positive note, namely that these were Jews that were returning to the true mission of the Jewish people as in biblical times, as opposed to the modifications being made by, and of course he has a nasty thing to say about the Sfardim who were unduly influenced by Islamic rationalism. So, I don't know, you've all read both of his books on the Jews and Christian Spain, two volumes.
Is it possible that the Jews?
Yes, they read the Midrashim and they read the story of the Akedah and they were living this life. This is a highly ideological life. And all I'm saying is that, you know, our standard traditions is to idealize this and to view it with nothing but positive view. And that's Mr. Baer's view, but he at least agrees with me that it doesn't represent the halachic, rabbinic position, but rather a deviation of it, or as he says, a return to the
But
as you see, even the Maharam of Wittenberg, who is certainly the most legally minded, the most jurisprudential, if I would say, of all of the Ashkenazic scholars, was unable to condemn this particular attitude. So all I'm saying is, and I think, you know, what I'm saying is that I agree with Baer's assessment of that this community represented something that went beyond halakhic Judaism as is expressed in the Gemara and as treated in the Sephardic communities. But of course he regards the halakhic restraints and the Sephardic tradition as being, as he says, due to the undue influence of Islamic rationalism. So much for the...
How do you compare, how does you compare regrets? Right? For years I used to read regrets in the Middle Ages about it and cry over all those...
Many things to cry over, but what I'm simply...
These were our heroes.
They are our heroes. They're still our heroes, but I think that we have some problems with these heroes. And the main point that I'm making is that these types of... Maybe I'll do it the next time. There was an article that Rav Goren wrote in Chayil about 20 years ago, citing it basically, telling you when to commit suicide. He was roundly condemned by his colleagues for writing such an article because people would perhaps act on it. But there is unfortunately that tendency, and I think it's a dangerous tendency.
This is beyond suicide, this is murder.
No, this is beyond suicide, this is murder.
We don't even have a regular burial for a suicide.
Right, but whatever this is, I just want to point out that these are our heroes and these are Hasidei Ashkenaz, but there is this aspect which is, to my mind, not a positive one, but a negative one. So I didn't know whether I should bring this up last time, but as I said, maybe I will. We will.
Is it
laying some of the bad news along with the good?
Is it conceivable that some of these people figured that their end at the hands of the crusading mobs would be more brutal than anything they could do to themselves?
They know what they do.
And if that's true, let's say you knew for sure. Okay.
If you know for sure, mm-hmm. But the story.
I'm saying that he discovered, you know, that we're his 75-year-old and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a possible interpretation, but it seems to me from the text that this is something more ideological than that. So,
who is this Baer that by ignorance, who is Baer?
Fritz Baer? You read his book, The Jews and Christian Spain, 2 volumes? He's a well-known historian. Very famous historian at the Hebrew University up until, when did he die? 20 years ago? Something like that.
All right. In the meantime, the rational Muslims have discovered martyrdom, right?
Yeah, they've discovered a lot of things that are not rational.
Yeah, well,
murder,
yes.
Well, the
new possible Muslims. Yeah. You probably blame it on us, right?
Yeah.
The influence
probably
of the Jews,
the
radical Jews. Okay.
The Jews corrupted Muslim Marshall.
And this period, well, in Spain, unfortunately, the problems will be on the other side.
They burned at the stake.
Yeah. And you know that in Spain we always talk about that the Sephardic tradition in terms of religious life and daily life is much more relaxed. I always thought it had to do with the Jews, medieval Jews of Eastern Europe brushing up against Christian Jews. Here I see something.
This is much more than this. Yaakov Katz has an excellent article discussing the difference between the massacres and the Crusades and the massacres in the 17th century, the Komnenski massacres, where one, you see the ideological component. In the Crusades, the Jews were regarding themselves as being sacrifices. What they say, Kiddush Hashem, as opposed to the what was happening in the mid 17th century, where this was a disaster. It was a disaster like the Holocaust. They were being murdered, but they certainly did not convert. They allowed themselves to be killed rather than be baptized. But there was none of this. Overwhelming ideological thrust that could lead to such things as a man killing his wife and his children when it was not perhaps necessary.
Wasn't Hitler smarter? He didn't let the people know what the... in a way, they were marching into the camps to work and make free.
Mm-hmm.
But so they didn't have an opportunity to... They didn't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Well, I don't know. Then, the response during the Holocaust was, people thought that this couldn't be, or if it could be, maybe they could live one day longer, and so on. The idea that they would kill themselves rather than...
no hope. There is hope.
Yeah.
Because the British and Americans would be there.
Yeah.
I'm
also
curious about the ideological
Russians
of the
Christian
world. The Crusades, we know,
was
highly political, highly ideological.
Yeah.
Well, what comes 2 centuries later? Sheer hatred?
And no, 2 centuries later, it was still the Crusades, and there was hatred all the time. I mean, within a century later, last week we learned about, should we reread the passage about from York? I mean, you want to read that again? We read it last week, right? That was in... last week's handout. Where is that?
Shown the Avodah of Yom Kippur, for example, we include the Asar Harukei Malkut, but we don't include reference to these communities where there were the great tragedies, but
yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And the
you just don't say all the sleep.
Oh, I skip that part.
You skip that part.
Small word.
We say it on Tisha B'Av. We say it on Tisha B'Av, and we also say it as slichas during the Yom Noah. Depends what matzah you
have. Well, I guess it's more part and parcel of the avoda. I was thinking that the haruge mafla, as opposed to the.
I think that's just more popular, but I think that these beautiful slichos that the Ravon wrote are incorporated into the Ashkenazi maxim. You may just
have to set the optional thing.
Maybe the Swarish.
Should I reread for those who weren't here last week the passages about this was written not clear by someone who escaped from England at the time. Bishnat Dalat Elohim Tavtav Kofnun Ral Yisrael Mishamayim Itkan Ki Lamad Melech Be'i Hayam Hanikva Anglaterra. So this, a new king was appointed in England. This is Richard the Lionheart, which is in the wind. Vahi V'yom Shurukam LaMelech V'asher Nitan Keter Malchut V'roshow V'ir Londres V'Beit HaMalchut HaMishorim Mechutz La'ir נאסרו שמה עם רב מצרפת ומאיי הים ויבואו גם יהודים הקצינים והעשירים אשר בהם להביא למלך מנחה ויחלו רשעים לומר לא נכון שיבואו היהודים לראות באתרה של המלך שיתנו לו כמרים וגלחים ביום שמוכתר בו. So that's just plain anti-Semitism. The Jews should not participate in the coronation ceremony. וידחפום ויתעללו בהם והמלך לא יודע ותבוא השמועה בעיר לאמור, ציווה המלך להשמיד את היהודים. ויחלו להכות בהם ולהרוס בתיהם ומגדליהם, ויהרגו בהם כ-30 איש, ומקצתם שחטו את עצמם ואת בניהם. ושם נהרג הרב המופק רב יעקב מאורליאנס על קידוש השם. אבל לא ידע את המלך בכל זאת, כי כשמעו את כל המון בעיר שאל מה כל הרגש הזה, ויאמר השער אין דבר, רק הנערים ספקים ושמחים, והיו אחרי כן בהיוודע לו האמת, ציווה לקשור את השוער בזנבות הסוסים, סחור ואשלך רחובות ושפכים עד צי פרוכו, וימות במיטה רעה ברוך האל הנותן נקמות. אחרי כן, בשנת תקנ"א, קמו תולעים על עם השם בעיר אברבך, אשר באנגלטרה בשבת הגדול, that's York, ועת הנס נהפך לאונס ולעונש, ויברכו אל בית התפילה, כי סיברו כי שמה בית מנוס, וימות הרב וביום טוב, וישחט כ-60 נפשות. וגם אחרים שחטו, ויש שציווה לשחוט בנו יחידו, אשר לא נישא כף רגלו הצג על ערך הארץ, מתענג ומרו. ויש מהם שנשרפו על יחידורם, ויהי מספר הרוגים והשרופים ככף נו נפשות קדושים, ואת בתיהם הרסו ויבוזו זהב וכסף, וחמדת ספרים אשר כתבו לרוב, נפדים מזרב ומפזרב אשר אין כי ירקם בנועל ויופי, וחיום לקולוניה ולשאר מקומות ומחרום ליהודים, וכן עשו אויבינו בכמה עיירות ושם שחטום ושרפום, etc. All right, so you pass your own judgment, but my feeling is that one is dealing with a problem of highly ideologized communities, and sometimes these can lead to dangerous consequences. All right, now let's go back to the Sephardic tradition, unduly influenced by Islamic rationalism. And into the start of a topic which I won't be able to finish today. I would like to go through, we studied this once 10 or 15 years ago, this long exchange of letters of Rav Kook on the issue of exactly when self-sacrifice is or is not permissible in order to save the community, in order to save one's friends and so on. The beginning of this is a well-known shura. We probably studied it here. Dr. Isserol can tell me once in the past 35 or 40 years. This is a tshuva of the Radvaz. Sha'alta mimeni odiachadati amasha ra'ita katuv im amar ha-shilton li-Yisrael hanach li lakatzeitz eivar echad sha'incha met mimenu o amit Yisrael chaverecha. Person is faced with a choice. Let me chop off your hand or I will kill your friend. Yesh omrim shechayav lahaniach lakatzeitz ha'eivar hoil ve'eino met. Everyone is not allowed to save another organ other than the eye on Shabbat, because the eye is the loss of an eye may entail the loss of a life. Vashta Yavia Adon Mikavachom Yavoha Nidon Mikavachom Mashabat HaChamura She'ein Eber Echad Ocher Ota Nidchet Mepnei Bikuach Nefesh Eib Echad Shenidchom Mepnei Shana Shabbat Eino Din Shetidchem Mepnei Bikuach Nefesh Rotzita Ladaat Im Yesh Nesmoch Al Tam Zeh. So that's the it's probably a made up question, but there is the question is posed. Are you obligated to sacrifice a limb to save somebody else's life? Tshuva. Zu midat chasidut, aval odin yesh tshuva. Mal sakanat eiver v'shabbat shekein ones da'ati midei shmaya, ulefichach ein sakanat eiver docher shabbat, aval sheyavohu hu ha'ones alav mepnei chavero lo shamanu. V'tu dilma al yidei chatich eiver, chatichat eiver, ak al pi she'ein ha'shamat tul yavo, shema yitzei mimenu dam harbei v'yamut, u'may chazit dam chavero somek tvei, dilma didach somek tvei. ואני ראיתי אחד שמת על ידי שסרטו את אזנו סריטות דקות להוציא מהם דם. I saw a person die from simply a minor operation on the ear. ויצא כל כך עד שמת. והרי אין לך באדם עבר קל כאוזן, וכל שכן אני יחתכו אותו. ותו, דומה לשבת שכן הוא ועבריו חייבים לשמור את השבת ואילב ביום הקרוב וחי בהם ולא שימות בהם, לא שימות בהם הווה אמינא אפילו על חולי שיש בו סכנה אין מחלל את השבת, תאמר בחברו שאין מחויב למצוא עצמו על הצלתו, אך על פי דחייב להצילו בממונו, אבל לא בסכנת דברו. ותו, דאין עונשין מן הדין, קל וחומר, ואין לך עונש גדול מזה. You cannot use the mechanism of a קל וחומר to punish a person. שאתה אומר שיחתוך עבר מעברו מדין קל וחומר. והשת אומה מלכות אין עונשין מדין לקל וחומר, כל שכן חתיכת עבר. ותו, דהתורה אמרה פצע תחת פצע, קביעה תחת קביעה, ואפילו הכי חששו שמא על ידי הקביעה ימות, והתורה אמרה עין תחת עין, ולא נפש ועין תחת עין. ועל כך אמרו שמשלם ממון, one pays money, but the lex talionis is not to be taken literally. והדבר ברור שיותר רחוק הוא שימות מן הקביעה יותר מעל ידי חתיכת עבר, ואפילו הכי חשינו לה כל שכן בנידן נדן. תדע דסכנת עבר חמירה, והתירו לחלל עליה את השבת בכל מלאכות שהן בדבריהם אפילו על ידי ישראל, ותו דכתיב ותו, and this is the main point that he comes to, this undue influence of Islamic rationalism, דכתיב דרכיה דרכינו. Torah says that the path of peace, וצריך שנשפטי תורתנו יהיו מסכימים אל השכל והסברה. That the laws of Torah should make logical sense. ואיך יעלה על דעתנו שיניח אדם לסמא את עינו ולחתוך את ידו או רגלו כדי שלא יביטו את חברו. כלכך איני רואה טעם לדין זה אלא מידת חסידות, ואשריך על כל מי שיכול לעמוד בזה, ואם יש ספק סכנת נפשות הרי זה חוסית שלטה, the speak of the day עדיף לי ודאי לחברי, ואני עוד רדיעתה את בעיקרה. So his final answer is that, look, you just common sense is that you can make cannot make this kind of a demand on a person.
Can they extrapolate this to giving a kidney or something?
He says you can't force a person to give a kidney. If a mother wants to donate a kidney to a child, yeah, then that's permissible. But when it's not a mitzvah in any way, that's what he says.
He just said you don't do that.
He says that you are under no halachic obligation to do it. You have the right to do it. Doesn't say that you cannot do it.
That's
what he says is midat chasidut. Except in the case where it endangers mortal danger to you, then you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to sacrifice your life to save somebody else's life, he writes. But to donate a kidney it could be dangerous, but if it's not completely life-threatening in the sense that then it's permissible, but it's not obligatory. And it's unreasonable, he says, to make the demand that a person should feel obligated by the Torah to take an act which is contrary to elementary common sense. That's what he writes. Okay, but that does bring us to the second, more difficult question. What about where it is, am I allowed to put my life in danger or even sacrifice my life to save somebody else's life? Here he seems to be coming out against that, and what I would like to study, and maybe we'll start them in 2 weeks, is to go through, I passed this out, but I'll make more copies for those of you who don't have it, a series of 3 or 4 long letters from Rav Kook, which deal with this issue. And the issue is of importance to us for many auxiliary reasons.
Now we have something from Rabbi Kook, Rabbi gave us some time ago.
Yeah, well, this is probably the same thing.
Yeah.
So with those of you who remember...
We all blooded here, I'm
sorry. That's right. So should we not study this?
Everybody
remembers it from the last time.
Go over it. I don't remember
it. Okay, so we will need to go over this, but then the next shiur is going to be in 2 weeks' time. And that's what we'll take up this question.
He doesn't have any copies of today's shiur.
I don't even know how many you make, you know. I'm sorry, but I made...
I guess the copies of Danny will make copies. My pleasure.
Hmm?
I'll forget.